What about if you were buying, let's say, about 50 pounds of fertilizer, what would that probably come in?
Oh, the biggest part of it's in plastic now.
What about before plastic? What would it be?
It's in paper.
What about
steel? Some of it's in paper.
Would you call that a bag or a...
Yeah. Yeah.
What about these things that are made out of real coarse, heavy, rough cloth?
Oh, that's burlap. Toe sack.
What usually came in those?
Well, we used to get a lot of stuff out of that. Cottonseed meal and shorts and soybean meal. Get a lot of things come burlap. You used to go to the store, get a burlap, a sack full of coconuts, you know, in the wintertime before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the idea.
Yeah. What about what would you call not a full load of corn, but let's say the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time? That'd be?
Bushel, half a bushel, either one. You never take no less than a half a bushel, but most times you take a bushel.
Have you ever heard people call that a turn of corn?
Yeah, sure.
That's just not a full load?
A turn of corn is just something you take to the grist mill to make meal. There ain't no load and there ain't no part load.
It's just whatever
you're doing. Oh, a turn of corn. You can take a peck and you can be called a turn of corn, you can take a half bushel. Still a turn of corn. Just what you want to take to the mill. It's a turn of corn. You see what I'm talking about.
Could you describe wood the same way, a turn of wood?
No.
Just
corn.
Corn. Oh, cord.
When you go to wood, you go to cords.
Okay. What do you call those things that you burn in your electric lamps? You know, if they burn out, you have to replace the...
These bulbs.
Light bulbs.
Yeah.
What about if your wife were hanging out the clothes to dry? She'd take out the clothes and what would they be in?
Old basket.
You were talking about a barrel a minute ago. And you know those metal things that run around the barrel?
Staves.
Well, okay. What about the thing that keeps the staves? What about if you, what would you put in the mouth of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Cork. That's one of the oldest things, you know, they come back with a cap, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A cork is the only thing I've seen for a long time, you know, that's it. They got...
Have you ever seen people play these things, or musical instruments that you play with your mouth?
Oh yeah, no. French art.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Mm-hmm. Mouth organ. And I hear you call it something else, and I can't think what it could be. But no.
Harmonica?
Harmonica, that's what I was trying to think of.
What about this other thing that you can play with your mouth, except it?
That's a juice harp.
Juice harp. You ever played either one of those?
No, I wore a mini French harp when I was a little kid, never even learned to play nothing.
All right. What do you call a thing that you'd use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Talking about a wagon, what's that thing, if you have two horses hitched up to a wagon, that thing that runs right between them?
That's your tongue.
That's the tongue. And what about if you had a buggy? What would be the
chaise?